Hello, hello. I am excited for this episode. So I'm doing something a little bit off the beaten path, but if you are someone who follows me on Instagram, you know that what I do on a whole is for my day-to-day job, though I don't think of it as a job most days, is I teach other people how to live holistically, how to live a non-toxic or as low tox possible through all sorts of different means. In our private community that I'll talk about later in this, we teach people to do everything from, you know, why and how to choose a water filter for your home to why it's important to choose organic bedding and the toxins that are in our bedding to air purifiers for your home, all the way down to everything that you need to know around, you know, home remedies for you and your family to supplementation to diet. I mean, you name it, we cover it. And you'll see a lot of this on my main feed, but you also know that a big way that I teach people how to detox their lives is through using essential oils to DIY your products or to use them in all sorts of different ways, whether it be medicinally, whether it be with air purification, whether it be to support your emotions. The list goes on and on. And I teach a class every single Tuesday night, or have been. I've done this in a million different ways over the years, but recently in the past few months, I've been teaching a class on a private Instagram account every single Tuesday, open to anyone completely free who wants to come and learn more about essential oils. I like to debunk myths in that class. I like to talk about the fragrance industry. I like to educate on essential oils and what they bring to my life and why I started using them. And I recently have shifted to teaching a class the past few weeks around essential oils and self-reliance. So a lot of people these days have been talking about self-reliance because of everything going on in the world with COVID, because of a lot of medical health freedom being limited or being completely stamped out, depending on where you're living, people not having freedom of choice. It's all really brought to light a lot of brokenness in our systems, in our political systems, in our country and other countries. And a lot of people are starting to really think about, do I homeschool my children because of things that are being taught in the school system or because of the fact that I no longer have a health freedom choice when it comes to whether or not I want to jab my children and send them to school, depending on where you live. A lot of people are thinking about, you know, homesteading or thinking about creating gardens and growing their own vegetables because they realize that the state of the world is not looking so great. Being able to get food when you need food could be at risk in the near future, or nearer than we ever could think. And there are just a lot of reasons I could go on and on that people have started to think about where they live, how they live, and how they could potentially rely less on things that are controlled by billionaires like Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates, and how they could potentially rely more on themselves. And what I want to bring to the table tonight on this podcast, but also what I have been teaching in this class the past few weeks, is that essential oils is a major, major gateway to self-reliance. And I think because, unfortunately, and I was explaining this to someone the other day, in the United States, essential oils have a massive stigma slapped on their back, and it's almost become a meme or a GIF, if you will, or even a, what's the other word I'm looking for? Well, just really honestly, it's become kind of a shtick that they're are certain people who utilize essential oils, and there is a stigma around what that person looks like. You know, it's a typical white female who dresses a certain way, who, you know, their aesthetic is a certain thing. They're all crunchy hippies and believe in energies and frequencies, and, you know, they're just pegged as a certain type of being. They are often thrown into the conspiracy theorist bucket and everything else. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people making fun of kind of the people who live a lifestyle with essential oils. And there are a lot of people as well who have ideas around essential oils because of how companies, how certain companies have chosen to market to them. And I'm going to touch on some of those things here. But So I'm very, very passionate about busting those myths. And if you go to my IGTV section on my Instagram, you will find a lot of myth busting around things like network marketing, around things around doTERRA, which is the company that I have chosen to purchase essential oils from and to use. And, you know, I talk about the purity and the quality. I talk about why it's really important to understand how the essential oil industry works, as well as the fragrance industry. And I'll talk about that briefly in ways, not as in depth, but briefly in ways here. And so it's really, really important to me to bust some of those myths so that we can break down some barriers and some walls that keep people away from something that could absolutely change their lives for the better. What's interesting is I find a lot of people are much more open to herbalism or tinctures. Or like, so if someone were to walk into a Whole Foods these days, right, there's a lot of health junkies out there. They do the CrossFit, they do the Orange Theory, they get their, you know, clean juice, what have you. And they walk into Whole Foods and they drop $200 on, you know, organic groceries. And they would easily go into the little pharmacy section of like a Whole Foods or an Earth Fare, which is all natural. They don't sell like pharmaceuticals there. They sell homeopathic remedies and all of those types of things. They even do sell some, albeit cheap grade, low grade essential oils, but they, you know, all of those things is what you would find there. But ironically, that same person, if they got introduced to a you know, a bottle of doTERRA essential oils, would oftentimes roll their eyes, whether it be internally or externally, or think that this is just a gimmick. Someone's just trying to sell me something, which is ironic because everything in this world is being sold to us. I'm sitting on a couch that's sold to me, with a blanket that was sold to me, wearing clothes that were sold to me, with shampoo and conditioner in my hair that was sold to me. I mean, it's just ironic to me that people like to use that as like a, you're just trying to sell something to me. It's like, well, the entire world is sold to you. So that's a really silly thing to say ever about anything. But that being aside, so I find it interesting that people will go in there and they're open to homeopathic remedies. They're open to herbal teas, helping them, which are just herbs. Like, it's funny to me that someone will pick up a cup of like rosemary or echinacea or lemon balm tea and they'll think, oh yeah, like, why don't I see if that works for my sore throat or for whatever, my digestion, peppermint tea for my digestion. But then to take it at peppermint essential oil and put it in a carrier oil and rub it on their stomach, for some reason that is just voodoo. Only crunchy, dumb hippies who don't know anything about anything would use that. It's just very, very ironic to me. And it just shows that people have bought into a notion as opposed to buying into knowledge and science. And that is something that I am here and really passionate about shifting. So with that little 8-minute introduction, let's talk about essential oils and self-reliance. Let's talk about how they have allowed me to feel incredibly empowered to not need to rely on the pharmaceutical industry, to not need to run out of my home at midnight if someone wakes up sick. And that's what I used to do 5 years ago. You know, if someone woke up throwing up in my house and I didn't have the typical pharmaceuticals that I would rely on, right? Like a Pepto-Bismol, Tums, right? All these things that many of us, you know, we either have in our homes now or used to have in our homes. These are common, common over-the-counter drugs that so many of us rely on. Benadryl, Tylenol, Motrin, all of these things, right, that most, the typical American at least, will have, and other, obviously in other countries they have too, just under different names, would have stocked full in their cabinet for when people get fevers in their homes or upset stomach or headaches, right? And I don't have any of that really in my home. You can find a bottle of ibuprofen that is very, very rarely used and is used most often, if ever, by my husband, and he even has really stopped relying on it. You can find like one kid's bottle of Motrin, which is there for extreme circumstances when needed, and that is it. Because I don't rely on pharmaceuticals anymore. And it's incredibly freeing to know that when my kids wake up in the middle of the night, I have so much at my fingertips to help them. I have diffusers with essential oils. I have roller blends made up that I can rub on their tummies and are so, so quick and so effective to help you feel better. I have all sorts of blends and tinctures and things that I can use that are also homeopathic aids and support my kids' bodies and support my body and support my husband's body. And it's just incredibly freeing. So when we talk about self-reliance, let's just talk about some of the kind of scenarios that, so when we're talking about a self-reliance scenario or an emergency scenario, what I'm talking about is, you know, both practical day-to-day, but then also, you know, a lot of people are preppers, right? They're prepping for what if there is some sort of, you know, fallout? What if our electrical grid goes down? What if we can't pull money out of our bank accounts and you now have to have a chip put in your arm to purchase things and you decide to say no? Well, if you decide to say no, or your money is shifted in a way where you can't control where you spend, well, then that changes the whole game, right? These are very possible, very real scenarios that some people are preparing for. Now, some of us choose to worry about them, some of us don't. I'm not overly worried about some of these things. However, for those of you who are, and those of you who this is quite serious to, and you are the type of person that you're like, I want a go bag, you know, I want to have necessary things, you know, ready to go if something were to happen. Or let's say, maybe tone that down a little, like a natural disaster. There's a flood, there's a hurricane, there's a tornado coming, and you actually need to leave your area and you need to leave quickly. What if you end up in a Hurricane Katrina situation and you lost all of your belongings? You know, there were people who did not have their basic needs met. And if you live in a kind of reusable situation, I always think to myself when people lose their homes, and I think to myself, there are all these people who like don't have diapers or don't have tampons. And these are the things that people are always asking for in these drives. I think to myself, I use cloth diapers, I use cloth pads. Like, I would never be in the situation that people are in when they rely on disposable items. And because I have already shifted my life to a more sustainable way of living, where as long as I grabbed my kid, you know, 10 diapers, I would be good. As long as I grabbed my pads on the way out, or I had a go bag with that stuff ready, I would be good. As long as I could, you know, effectively get to somewhere to wash these things, right? You know, I think about all of these types of scenarios. And for me, if I was put in a situation where I couldn't get to a pharmacy, I had to rely on other people to get me the things that I needed, for if my husband had a migraine, for if my kids had an upset stomach, like that would be a very, you know, a tough situation to be put in. But with my essential oils, I don't have to worry about that. So the class that I've been teaching, I've been just showing people. So obviously I can't show you on a podcast, but I can talk to you about it. I have roller bottles. So picture like a little glass vial, very, very thick, sturdy glass vial that has a little silver roller bottle, roller top, and a little twist on cap. And you can fill these with carrier oils, which really is anything. Honestly, you could use olive oil if you needed to. I use fractionated coconut oil, which is a version of coconut oil with the fats taken out. It just dries a little bit better and it is not greasy on your skin. You can use jojoba. There's all sorts of options. And you dilute essential oils because they're extremely concentrated. So one drop of peppermint essential oil is equivalent to something like 48 cups of peppermint tea. That's how strong it is. It's how concentrated essential oils are. So you dilute them to basically your weight, your size. And so there's dilutions for adults, dilutions for kids, babies, all of that, which is why education and having education and someone like myself to educate you when you go to use them is really quite important. So we teach all of this in our private community. And so let's say, for instance, you have a baby that's super colicky or has upset stomach, is constipated. You know, there's only so much you can give to a young child, but with plants, with herbalism, with essential oils, you can actually be assisted in ways that are safe for your kids. So I would take a blend called DigestZen by doTERRA that has things like fennel in it, has peppermint in it. Really, really, really calming, works so effectively. I would take a drop of wild orange, which is also really fantastic for your baby's tummy, and then a drop of lavender, really soothing, really calming. One drop of each of those in a 10 ml, I would roll it on my kid's belly button, which is a whole other episode, and around their belly button, I would massage their tummy. It helps my kids every single time. I did not have to rely on pharmaceuticals for my baby when he was going through adjusting to foods. I didn't have to use glycerin suppositories because my kid was so constipated from going from, you know, being breastfed to solid foods. Things that a lot of moms have to rely on. With my first child, he got put on reflux medicine, which I absolutely hate because I didn't have this information in my hands. Now I wouldn't need it because I would have these tools with me. You know, when we have headaches and we use things like wintergreen and peppermint because they're very cooling, things like cypress for circulation, things like copaiba is incredible for inflammation, works magic on headaches, frankincense, great for migraine sufferers, and you make these roller blends or you take these things internally, you now are empowered to you know, live again. Migraines are so debilitating, it's insane. And I know so many people who can nip them in the bud before they happen with these essential oils. You know, I have basically a first aid kit, which I could walk you through here verbally. But the point is that, you know, for all of these common ailments that people come across, fever, headache, migraine, diarrhea, upset stomach, indigestion, trying to think of some others that are more common, you know, all of those kind of daily things that you would have in your medicine cabinet, you could make a roller blend for each of those, have them in a little case and be ready to go. Oh, like things like cuts and scrapes and bruises. A lot of us here in the US use Neosporin. I have created Ouchie blends. doTERRA also sells something called Correct X, which is basically a non-toxic version of Neosporin with plants that have antibacterial, antifungal properties to them, as well as things that are good for coagulating blood and healing, as well as you know, oils that soothe and help to heal scars. So that is an option as well. It's very tiny, fits in a first aid kit. But I'm also able to make up a spray with tea tree, which is antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. I can put frankincense in there and lavender, which are great for healing skin and also really, really soothing and calm. I can put helichrysum in there, which is great for coagulating blood and helping to stop something. So that's another thing. If you are someone who suffers from nosebleeds or your kids do, you can roll helichrysum over the bridge of your nose and it'll stop it within seconds, honestly. It's incredible. I use it on cuts and scrapes all the time. I make a little ouchie spray up and I'm able to put all of these things into one bag. Oh, let's talk about period cramps too. It's another good one. So clary sage, a blend called deep blue, and copaiba. I have a roller of that that I use. Jasmine's also fantastic, and a blend that doTERRA sells called clary calm for hormonal balance and for cramps and PMS. You can roll these over your abdomen, over where you get cramps, and you know, you can add heat if you want, like a heating pad or something. But it's incredible how effective they are because each of these plants serves a purpose. Like I said, copaiba, anti-inflammatory. So when you have cramps in your uterus, you are able to help the inflammation that can happen there. The deep blue is a blend of oils that are really, really warming and soothing. So they also help with any sort of muscle cramp or spasm. Clary sage is great as a uterine kind of tonic. It actually tones your uterus and can help with cramps as well, similar to like a red raspberry leaf tea. So you have these plants, and when you have the knowledge and the use of how to use them, it all of a sudden empowers you to be self-reliant. I no longer rely on a pharmacist or a pharmaceutical drug to help me with these daily bodily functions or difficulties that so many of us come across in our life, right? Everyone's going to get a cold at some point. Allergies is another great one to talk about. Lemon, lavender, and peppermint, making a roller with those, using oils like manuka. My husband recently had pretty bad allergies when the pollen was coming in really badly. We live in the Southeast and it comes in these green sheets. I mean, it's just crazy. And he was suffering badly. And I put lemon, lavender, and peppermint in a diffuser in his office. And it was like night and day difference for him. He took some Breathe drops that we have, and I put a chest balm on for him. And it was just, he didn't need to take any histamines, which is huge. So having these remedies to go in a bag empowers me like no other. Like, I actually could picture myself in an emergency sitting there and helping other people who were going through difficulties because I was prepared with these plant remedies in bottles in a bag to go. So I've been showing people visually in these classes all these roller bottles and showing them, here, see how these fit into a bag? This is my go bag. This is my emergency kit. This, alongside my knowledge of how to utilize these, will get me through just about any scenario out there, right? And it's really, really incredible how great it feels. I mean, it really is. And I think it was one of those realizations that it took me a couple of years of getting to the point where I had made all these swaps. I knew how to use them. I knew how to make them. I really understood how to utilize these oils individually for things like, let's say my kids got poison ivy. I now have the knowledge to go, okay, I could pull up lavender. I could pull up tea tree. I could pull up frankincense. And here's what these oils do. And this would definitely be helpful for something like poison ivy. I have that knowledge now in the back of my pocket, like someone who runs an apothecary. And I know exactly what to do and what to grab to try to help heal my body or someone in my family or a friend, whatever it might be. I mean, there are oils that I could use if a breastfeeding mama was struggling with her supply. There are oils that I could use if someone was struggling with anxiety. There are people in my community who have gotten off of anxiety medications because they've learned how to utilize plants in a way that supports their anxiety to where they were able to get off of them. If you struggle with insomnia, I know people who have taken things like the Serenity supplements, which is a blend of oils, or the Adaptive supplements or the Capybe supplements, taken them in conjunction and then put some oils in a diffuser, made a magnesium spray with some essential oils, and that trifecta knocked them out. And they were like, oh my gosh, it was like I took an Ambien, except this is all natural and plants and supported my body instead of suppressing it in a way that a lot of pharmaceutical drugs do with a lot of side effects. And it actually is life-changing. I can't even exaggerate it because I shifted so many things in my life. And now, not, I mean, guys, I used to take flipping goodness. It makes me sick to think on it. Probably 20 or 30 NSAIDs, which are effectively like things like ibuprofen, on my period at such high doses. I had a doctor tell me it was okay for me to take 800 milligrams of ibuprofen daily on my period if I needed to. And my period was so painful for so many years that I needed to just to get through the day and function and to not have to take off work. And now, because of lifestyle changes, diet changes, all sorts of detoxification in my life, and through utilizing plants, I don't have debilitating periods anymore. And I don't run to ibuprofen. I run to magnesium. I run to clary sage and deep blue and capybara. I run to castor oil packs. Like, these are the things that have replaced pharmaceuticals in my home and have enabled me to support my body in ways that I never could before. So if you are someone who's hearing this and is going, this is kind of blowing my mind, I'm still a little skeptical, I don't really know if I fully understand it all, I don't really know if I believe it all, then please, I invite you into a conversation with me. Come over to my Instagram page. It's at The Detoxed Life. Send me an email, hello@kellyannecarpenter.com. This will all be in the show notes. So it's like it sounds. Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Ann, carpenter.com. Shoot me an email. Ask me questions. I dare you. Come over and watch my videos on IGTV about myth busting. If you're the person who goes, okay, it all sounds good, it sounds cool, but what about the fact that I've heard that a lot of these companies are network marketing or MLM and they're evil and out to get us all? Come watch my videos on that. I have tons of videos on my IGTV. And if you can't find them, shoot me a DM and I'll send it to you. if you're someone who's like, okay, but I've heard that essential oils aren't safe for pets. I have heard they're not safe for babies. I have videos on that. Come check my posts. Come check my IGTV again. And if you want specific answers on these, again, shoot me an email, shoot me a DM. I'm happy to have a conversation with you. I'm probably going to break this up. I would love to talk about purity of essential oils. I would love to talk about the essential oil industry. I would love to talk about MLMs and all of that. And I think I will do mini episodes on all of those individual things because, you know, I think each of them are a good 10 to 20 minutes. And so I rather have 10 to 20 minute episodes than have a bunch of, you know, have an hour and a half long episode. But my point with this is if you're someone who is focused on self-reliance, if you're someone who's wanting to feel more empowered, if you're someone who's wanting to make healthier choices and not rely on the pharmaceutical industry, if you're someone who's wanting to shift away from the mainstream kind of narrative of pump more drugs in your body to get better, as opposed to get to the root cause, figure out what's going on and support your body through it in a different way of thinking, in a different way of living. Like that's the school that I come from. And if you're wanting more of that, then take this seriously. Take this challenge seriously to come to my Instagram and to learn more, to reach out to me with personal questions because I want to start having this conversation. If you're someone who would like to take one of my classes kind of in person, face to face through Instagram Live that I do on my private Instagram, again, send me a message. I'm happy to run a class for you or to run a class for you and your friends, you and your mom, whoever it might be. If you want to meet on Zoom and have this conversation, let's meet on Zoom and have this conversation. If you want to voice note over Instagram or Facebook, I'm happy to do that. So let's get connected and let's talk about these things and these most common questions. I would love to hear from you. If you are listening and you have questions, please reach out. Again, my contact information will be below and I will be doing follow-up episodes with some of these questions about MLM and the fragrance industry and essential oil industry and regulation and all of those big questions that I do like to myth bust that hold people back from entering in to a better way of life. So thanks for listening, guys. I love you and I can't wait to chat with you soon.